Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
Do you pray regularly for your pastor at your church? I'm Charlene Steinkamp from God Heals Hurting Marriages. Do you pray regularly for your pastor at your church? You need to. The teachers of the Word of God are the men of God. I'm asking and earnestly praying that you and I will get very serious about praying for all the men of God. Pray that they will boldly proclaim the word of the Lord each Lord's Day. Pray that they will hate sin as Jesus did, but love the sinners. Pray that prodigals around the world in all ages will go to church to seek and to hear the truth. Every day you and I are hearing about men of God who are walking away from their own spouses, their children, and their churches. We, the church, need to be burdened about the sinners who are walking into Satan's trap. We need to be concerned about our cities. Choose to be different. Our Lord God says we are not to be like the world. We're to be the salt of the earth. Ezekiel 34 verse 1 says, "And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord to the shepherds, Woe to the shepherds of Israel, who feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? You eat the fat and clothe yourselves with the wool. You slaughter the fatlings, but you do not feed the flock. The weak you have not strengthened, nor have you healed those who were sick, nor bound up the broken, nor brought back what was driven away, nor sought what was lost. But with force and cruelty you have ruled them. So they were scattered because there was no shepherd, and no one was seeking or searching for them." Pray that all men of God will weep over the families in their churches and teach their people how to fast and pray for miracles in these families. May they become the echoing spokesman for each family to pray and never give up. May they remember that Satan is the enemy and not the spouse or the father or the mother or the son or the daughter. Pray for the spouse who becomes like the prodigal in Luke 15, wanting his or her share of everything. May we Christians never give up on praying for individuals, families, churches, and for our nation, that we will turn from our wicked ways and turn back to our Lord God. Let us not be deceived or blinded any longer. God will bless our obedience and sacrifice. In Ezekiel 34, verse 15, it says, "I myself will tend my sheep and have them lie down, declares the Sovereign Lord. I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak." Go to verse 30, it says, "Then they will know that I, the Lord their God, am with them, and that they, the house of Israel, are my people, declares the Sovereign Lord. You, my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, are people, and I am your God, declares the Sovereign Lord." Jesus Christ was born to become the Messiah. He is the Good Shepherd, who has laid down his life for all the sheep. May you and I never forget to pray for all men of God, and pray every Lord's Day that there will be a mighty harvest of lost souls. We can have marriages restored. We can see sick people healed. Nothing is impossible with God. We need to be burdened about all churches that are compromising the Word of God in any way. Imagine what healing there will be in each family as lost prodigals come back home to their Heavenly Father and to their families. God does heal hurting marriages.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.